CPR News. I'm Haley May. The House upheld President Trump's veto of a Colorado water pipeline bill despite a bipartisan push to override it. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republicans Lauren Boebert and Jeff Hurd and Democrat Joe Neguse wrote colleagues, talked one-on-one with them, and took to the House floor to urge them to override Trump's veto of the Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Act. The effort fell short, especially on the Republican side, where only 35 Republicans voted to override. That left the chamber well short of the two-thirds necessary. Boebert was surprised and disappointed.
I mean, this had nothing to do with policy and a disagreement. Folks are afraid of getting a mean tweet or attacked.
Boebert and the others say they'll work to get the legislation, which extends the repayment period for users of the AVC, passed another way. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the House passed a clean extension tax credit to help people buying health insurance on the state marketplace. 17 Republicans, including Colorado Representative Jeff Hurd, voted for the bill.
I thought it was important to signal to the Senate that I'm committed to extending the enhanced premium tax credits. Let's get a reform package in there, get it back to the House, and then let's vote on it.
The bipartisan support for the bill puts pressure on the Senate to try and find some compromise. Highs hover in the 30s for Denver and Grand Junction today, colder in Colorado Springs, and bitter in the high country with sub-zero wind chills. Saturday brings the turnaround, though, plenty of sunshine and a noticeable warm-up with highs in the 40s. You're listening to CPR News.